With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two deadlines have passed, 10 days have elapsed. Still no sign of Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie.
The missing 84-year-old's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
Shoppers throttled back their spending in December from the month prior, closing out the holiday shopping season and the year on a lackluster note. The Commerce Department report raises questions about shoppers' spending this year as they worry about a slowing job market, among other things. Congress faces another Friday midnight deadline to agree on federal funding.
The government is funded through September, except for one agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week to figure out how to fund DHS, which has more than a quarter million employees. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. ICE already has funding thanks to a separate bill passed last year, but if there's no agreement this week, funding would dry up for FEMA, TSA, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
About 6,000 San Francisco public school teachers have gone on strike, the city's first teachers' walkout in almost 50 years. Wall Street, the Dow is up 195 points, NASDAQ down 38. This is SRN News. Ukraine is under tremendous pressure.
Franklin Graham says, quote, "The people are suffering greatly. Many are without electricity and heat for long stretches each day. Some have no power at all. This year's winter has been brutal. Many cold and exhausted Ukrainians are struggling to survive." Samaritan's Purse, the giant Christian relief agency Graham heads, continues to pump supplies into Ukraine, but with the war against Russia about to enter its fifth year, he says the country is in dire straits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog began a state visit to Australia on Monday with a wreath laying at the site of an anti-Semitic attack in Sydney that left 15 people dead. Herzog met victims' families and survivors of the December 14th attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. He laid a wreath and two stones he had brought from Jerusalem at the rain-swept Bondi Pavilion near the site of the massacre. This is SRN News. North Carolina Republican lawmakers demand a crime crackdown following recent attacks on Charlotte's light rail line.
The August fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska and a December non-fatal stabbing on the same rail system fueling GOP critiques. Republican Representative Brendan Jones cited failures in criminal justice functions for Zarutska's death. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and others have highlighted additional safety measures for the light rail, but Democrats on the committee accuse the panel of engaging in cynical partisan theater. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawmakers have tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, but the Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator invoked her Fifth Amendment rights. She's serving 20-year sentence, federal prison camp in Texas. More details at srnnews.com.